You know this ain't no regular shit, homie. This is something special, and we gotta bring this back. Green, come on! Green, come on! Countdown to
Armageddon. Let's go! I got a riddle. What's little and talks big with midget arms and creamy white filling in the middle that'll do anything to throw dirt on my name if it means walking a whole Mediterranean? Isn't an Albanian, Armenian, Iranian, Tasmanian? No, is Dave Raymond and oh, oh sorry, yo, so sorry, whoa. But that was a long time ago when I was just Joe Schmo rapping. Accept that or you don't, and let's move on. If I ain't shown that I've grown, and get the bone, keep licking these nuts. You industry marts keep walking around sniffing each other's butts, or should I say asses? What would be the more politically correct term to use for the masses? The question I ask is, how can I explain this? How can I swing this in English language if I switch the slang and turn man to main? Do I do it in vain or simply to entertain? Am I being real or am I being fake? Am I just a fraud or am I truly genuine? Or am I caught up in this hot water? Wody, I'm a daughter. I told you I love this culture. Don't let them insult you. I'ma tell you one more again. This is the environment that I was brought up in. But every now and then, I use my pen to get rid of some frustration. Or should I say shun? Is that just another one of my subliminal ways of racism? Your face is numb, you're stunned, your look is cold. Like that of a man of 70-some years old. And it only gets colder, which is why I understand it can't be mad at a 44-year-old fan with a chip on his shoulder who only owns a half of a magazine. And the only way to have it seen is to put me on the front of it again. Only thing that makes him grin is to see me frown. Papa can't stand me. Papa needs to take his medication and sit the fuck down in his new chair that goes round and round, that he borrowed from the money in his bank account. That I get him every issue when the thing comes out. Sit back and let his puffy clown hair come out. Let his black side arm wrestle his white side. Yell apartheid loud enough and he might slide. He might find someone dumb enough who might ride. But ain't nobody over here buying two white guys disguised as pro-black. There is no slack for a heart for college grad and a fitted hat and a hunchback. Standing by the clearance coat rack and some old slacks and some RSO throwbacks. Yeah, shady in the place to be seen. And it takes what I got to rock the mic, right? Still not gonna cater these punks, fucking cocksucking pussy lips, hated big cunts.